Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello and welcome in. It's a Thursday edition of the Hoosier Report, jam-packed. We're coming out of IU Basketball's Media Day on Wednesday. A ton of information, a ton of things said, lots of excitement in the air, no question about it, and some really good stuff to get you ready for the upcoming Hoosier Hysteria this weekend. Of course, the college basketball season is still a little bit of ways, but you go through Media Day, you go through Hoosier Hysteria, you know it's getting closer. So many interesting storylines from Media Day yesterday. We're going to talk about some of them in the first segment. We're also going to play Archie Miller's opening statement, maybe a couple other answers to some of the early questions in his press conference yesterday. If we have time, we have audio from Romeo Langford, a lot of his clips cut up from yesterday, a little bit from Jawan Morgan as well. Again, very interesting stuff. There's so much, obviously, you know, on the trip to Bloomington, I thought, man, it's going to be really interesting to hear from Romeo Langford, to hear how college, the experience is going for him, to hear expectations for the season. But so many different things we were updated on yesterday. And I tell you what, a lot of excitement around this IU program. You can tell the players are very confident with the long hours and work and training that they've put in the off season. And that will give us some great content to play back, not just today on the show, but also Friday as well. Lee Kelly is with me in studio. Don't forget, Lee and I are out at Zaxby's in New Albany tonight for a special Thursday night touchdown showdown edition to get you ready for one of the greatest rivalries in Southern Indiana and throughout the entire state, New Albany and Jeffersonville in football. That's the big game on Friday, but Lee and I will hear from the coaches and players from that game tonight at Zaxby's. We'll be live from 7 to 8 on the Big X, so we invite you to tune in, but we'd prefer you to come out and join us for dinner. It's also a fundraiser between these two schools and football teams. Whoever has the most sales between 6 and 8 p.m. tonight will receive a 10% donation of the store's sales for the evening back to their football program. So big stuff on the line tonight in this fundraiser, this radio show. Of course, big stuff on the line tomorrow night when the two teams meet in a big rivalry game, which, by the way, will be one of our feature games as expected on Kentuckiana Football Fridays. Let's take a quick look at the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham. Segment one, we've got a couple Hoosier headlines today, a little bit of news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. We also have Archie Miller's opening statement, and hopefully we've got time for more for that in this first segment. Later in the program, segment two, Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. He's was at Media Day yesterday, front and center for the preview of the Hoosiers for the 2018-19 season. He'll join us. We'll recap everything that was said, everything that went on yesterday, get his opinions on things. So that's presented by CC Power Sports. Then in segment three, that's when I'm going to break out all the Romeo, a lot of his answers from the questions yesterday. Romeo and Jawan Morgan were the first two players to follow Archie Miller yesterday. They brought him out together and had him for a little bit of an extended period compared to the time frame other players were made available. So in that third segment today, we'll have a lot of Romeo's answers from yesterday. Also a couple of clips from Jawan Morgan as well. And in segment four, Lee and I will close things out with the Zaxby's High School football segment. We'll set the schedule for the games tomorrow. We'll talk about some of the big matchups. Of course, none bigger in week seven than New Albany-Jeffersonville, but some other good games to talk about as well. We'll do that later in the program today. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. You'll get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. It's time now for some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana basketball news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Lee, quickly, I want to talk about some takeaways from yesterday's media day. Obviously, you go up with the expectation to hear from Archie Miller. Probably the biggest guest of the day was Romeo Langford, not just for us because of our location and how close we've covered him now for a number of years, but obviously you want to hear what he has to say now that he's an Indiana Hoosier. Also, Juwan Morgan, he tests the professional waters. He comes back. He's expected to be a great leader and a great player on this team as well. Those were the three guys that I was keyed in on, but it became clear listening to the coach, listening to Juwan, listening to Romeo, and some of the other players that there is some excitement about some of the returning players that have upped their games. There's some excitement about the other 2018 recruits, this class that Romeo, of course, is the headliner in. And there's some excitement about Evan Fitzner, the graduate transfer. Really was interesting to hear him talk yesterday. I don't know if we'll get to that audio today, but hopefully tomorrow. A lot of things caught my eye yesterday and make me wish that this season was starting this weekend.
It'll be here before we know it because time flies when you're having fun. So it will be here. You know, the one thing, when you have a team and you have five players that are the best five and they automatically become the starting five, that makes things relatively easy. You need a bench, but when you have five, at IU, you have two or three that are obviously should be in that starting lineup, get major minutes. After that, it's kind of iffy, and players get their feelings hurt, and they hear from people outside the program, you ought to be starting. You ought to be playing more. So hopefully that won't happen and destroy or hurt what appears to be a fun season for IU and IU fans.
I think we've touched on this before, that depth is something that very well could be a benefit for this IU basketball team for the upcoming season. And hearing Coach Miller, hearing some of the players talk yesterday about the other players and the improvements that they've made over the summer has you wondering, how in the world is Archie Miller, especially come Big Ten Conference season, going to get playing time for all these guys? And, of course, some will fall off. Some will not have maybe made the improvements that they are expected to make or that this hope that they had made, or they showed flashes of this in early practices, but maybe it doesn't continue into the season. Who knows what can happen? But that was one of the takeaways I was going to mention in this headline segment. No question about it, that depth is something that can be a real benefit for Indiana, I think, this upcoming season. I also think for Indiana, one of the players that I am really going to key in on Saturday for whatever little bit of a scrimmage we get at Hoosier Hysteria is Devontae Green. His attitude seemed to be different yesterday in some of the questions that he answered. Also, with what other players had said, what Coach Miller said, he's going to do. He understands his role, basically. It's kind of paraphrasing, kind of summarizing that. So he's another player that I left yesterday just thinking about some of the comments that were made, seeing how things went, that I think, and we knew that. We knew he had some talent if he could ever put it all together. I think it was Juwan Morgan that made a comment yesterday, and again, I'm paraphrasing here because I'm not saying it exactly how he said it, but Devontae is not trying to make the home run plays anymore. He's just trying to hit a single or double or, you know, basically, he doesn't have to be flashy. Doesn't have to just be a ooh-ah, unbelievable finish. You just need to score the points, make the pass, whatever the case may be. And that's the Devontae Green that could really, from that guard position, help this Indiana team and solidify himself as one, even though the depth is there, that receives a lot of playing time. Also, Romeo Langford appeared to be really comfortable yesterday. Like normally, you can relate to this. We've done a lot of interviews with him. He's a little quiet. He didn't have any problem answering questions. He was a little quiet. They had to scoot him up a little closer to the microphone early on, and from that point forward, it's still better. But it, you know, when I go back and listen, he doesn't have that commanding voice that Juwan Morgan or some of the other players do that have been through this. So he's got some things to work on there, but obviously good answers. It's clear that he's enjoying himself. Coach Miller mentioned that they felt like he was really enjoying the whole college experience, even outside of basketball as well. And good to see him. It had been a while. So it was fun and a lot of interesting things to take away from that. Coach Miller did say that the team will not really start official practice, even though they could start as early as Tuesday this past week. They will not start until October 1st next week. So they're going to continue the workouts, continue everything that they've been doing through the summer months and the off season, go through Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday, and then get into practices next week. Interesting thing, while some of the media day festivities were going on, the team was out in Assembly Hall and in the hallway that connects Assembly Hall and Cook Hall, the practice facility underground. There were red lights, there were smoke, there was music, there was everything. And again, this was all behind pretty much closed doors. But the smoke from the video they were recording, I guess, to kind of give it an effect for the opening of games right before they come out for the starting lineup, set the fire alarm off. So the media day festivities had to transition from the press room at Assembly Hall back over to Cook Hall, out on the practice floor there at Cook Hall. So it became a little different setup. But a lot was going on yesterday. I'm sure it's one of those days that Archie Miller, as the head coach, wants to get over. The players have to answer all these questions from the media. They've got to take a team photo. They did some player videos. They did a team video. And, again, there was red lights and smoke and lights and all kind of things going on in there. Away from teaching and learning and working on basketball, which I'm sure as a head coach absolutely would drive me nuts. But it's one of those necessary days to get all that stuff done for the upcoming season. But again, a lot of interesting stuff. We're going to have Archie Miller's opening statement here in just a few moments. We'll have more from Archie Miller today, what he said yesterday. We'll have some comments from Romeo and Jawan Morgan later in the program as well. Another headline I want to get to, I talked with Jeffersonville basketball coach Joe Luce earlier in the week. No real update at this point on Trey Coleman, his standout junior that's gearing up for a big high school basketball season. He's going to keep us posted as coaches come in and out to watch him play, and perhaps he lands some more scholarship offers here with the season around the corner after a good summer of play. But one of the things Coach Luce is excited about, Jeff, they are working to start a basketball alumni group. It's going to be headed by Phil Caldwell, who's a former assistant coach and also a former great player at Jeffersonville High School. That's one of the things Coach Luce has identified that's missing at Jeff, is the chance to get some of the great generations of past players together. Obviously, you've got a state championship class in there and some really good Jeffersonville teams from the 90s, even to a handful of years ago when they made a run to the semi-state. And, of course, going way back, Jeffersonville, this area, one of the great traditional parts of the state of Indiana. So they're working to do that. Tomorrow night at the Jeff New Albany football game, at 6 o'clock, they're going to have the Jeff High Basketball Athletic Alumni Association tent set up to get former alumni who might be at that game to sign up and to help spread the word for that. And it's open to fans, players, cheerleaders, band members, managers, coaches, current and former. They want as many members as they can get. So trying to work on some good stuff for Jeff basketball is Joe Luce. And he wanted to pass that along. We'll talk with him more about that coming up here in the next few weeks. But that will go on tomorrow. Also, week 7 of high school football. Lee and I will talk more about week 7 coming up later in the program. But New Albany at Jeff, obviously a huge game. New Albany has really slipped up in the last couple weeks and let a couple games that should have been wins for them get away. Jeffersonville struggling to put it together in the first year under Brian Gleasing, who is trying to implement his style, his system. But the thing about that New Albany-Jeff rivalry is you can throw the records and everything else out the window when those teams hook up. It's a bitter rivalry, and it should be, I think, a good game tomorrow. We'll see who can kind of emerge from that game with a little momentum headed into the final few weeks of regular season high school football. Another big game in week 7, Floyd Central is at Bedford North Lawrence. Huge game for Floyd Central in conference play. Also a potential sectional opponent for the Highlanders. That will be a tough one on the road for Bedford, who has had a terrific, or at Bedford, I should say, for Floyd. Bedford has had a terrific season so far this year. Providence is at Mitchell. Silver Creek will host North Harrison. Charlestown hosts Cordon. Clarksville has a really tough one. They are at Brownstown. That's a look at Clark-Floyd teams in high school football for Week 7. Before we close out Segment 1, we want to go to the opening statement from Archie Miller. This is how he opened things up at IU Media yesterday in Bloomington.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. I guess it'd be the annual kickoff for Media Day, which sets us up for a really good weekend this weekend with Hoosier Hysteria for our fans and our players, their families, our staff, and generally just kickoff week, so to speak. So it's exciting. We begin on Monday with Les Fair Fanfare on Monday the 1st, which will be our first official day of practice. So it's a good time to come in midweek, set it up for this weekend, and then obviously get ready to go for next week.
That's Archie Miller. That was his opening statement yesterday at the press conference. He started things, had about a good 20 minutes or so with Coach Miller before Juwan Morgan and Romeo Langford were made available. And again, we've got a lot of Romeo's clips and a couple from Juwan we're going to play after Alex Bozich joins us. But a little bit more now as we close out the first segment. You're going to hear, and the audio's not great, but it was on a microphone. You're going to hear the question, and then you'll hear Archie Miller's response. We've got a couple other questions we're going to play back before we head out to commercial break here in segment one.
I asked you about the freshman class. What have you seen from them so far on the offseason, and what are you expecting from this group of players?
Well, the five freshmen have done a nice job fitting in. I think they had a busy summer, six strong weeks here, getting acclimated at school, getting acclimated with the team, and workouts, etc., also getting themselves situated physically. I think the one thing that stands out about the five freshmen, genetically, physically, they're gifted. You know, their size, their strength, their athleticism. It's a group that can come in and compete in college physically, which is always a good thing. Not that they don't have room to grow or they don't have a lot of ground to cover in certain areas, but I think just as a talented group athletically, they bring an influx of talent. Each of them has an opportunity to really impact our team. Each of them has an opportunity to define their own niche, so to speak, their own role here early. You know, how much of that is up to them, but clearly I think all of them are confident guys, and through our fall in particular, getting to watch them in five-on-five settings and in practice settings and, you know, drill works and things that they've never been involved with before, you get to see the level of detail and understanding of the game that they have. So, you know, that's been good to see, to sort of see where guys have to sort of speed up in certain areas and where some guys are ahead and where you can see them fitting in, you know, maybe earlier in the year than others. But they're very pleased with them. All of them are great guys. And like I said before, you know, they've added value in a lot of ways. But one, I just think from a talent perspective, they make us bigger and stronger and deeper.
First, Mike, then Zach.
Just looking at the roster, it seems like you have 12, 13, 14 guys who can play, have an itch, you know, whatever. How should you put it on them to kind of, you know, make it clear who gets the minutes, who gets, you know, any sort of rotation?
It has to be that way. I mean, when you don't have it that way, you're sort of strapped as a coach and you kind of live and die with the results. And when you have depth and you have competition level that I think we can have, you know, every day you're going to have to earn it. And that's how teams really grow. You know, we talk a lot about how this team has to progress, and part of it is, you know, if you are maximizing your effort level, your concentration level, you're giving everything you have, you're pushing yourself to a new limit individually, then obviously you're going to push somebody next to you to do the same, because if not, then that the guy is going to stand out in a negative fashion. But if you can ever get a group of, like you said, 10, 12, 13 guys always doing that, trying to push themselves to be the best, which, you know, results in others around them having to respond in that type of, you know, manner, your environment becomes one of which is very competitive. When you have that every day, you get better. When you have that, you generate a mutual respect for one another. And, you know, how that you earn minutes, obviously, is through, you know, production. And if you can get it done every day in practice, typically the way we do things, I think it translates to the floor. When you translates to the floor, when you have your opportunities, you know, you continue to grow your role. But without question, competition is going to be something that we hold, you know, dear to our heart this season. Not that we don't do it every season, but this is a season in particular where there's a lot of guys with expectations.
And again, Archie Miller answering a couple early questions from his media day availability yesterday in Bloomington. We'll have more from Archie Miller. We'll have more today from Romeo Langford and Juwan Morgan with what they had to say at yesterday's media day. Also had an opportunity to get a lot of good stuff from Evan Fitzner. I hope to work that in our Friday show. But really interesting day yesterday. Makes me wish the season, as I said earlier, was beginning this weekend instead of Hoosier Hysteria, which will be fun. And by the way, all reports there yesterday are that Indiana is gearing up for what they expect to be the biggest Hoosier Hysteria in a number of years as far as fan turnout and interest goes. That's the first segment presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Speaking of Hoopsters, they will be streaming Hoosier Hysteria. If you don't know how to get the Big Ten Network to go or don't want to pay the monthly or the annual fee, head to Hoopsters in Jeffersonville. They'll have that on for you beginning at about 4 o'clock on Saturday. We'll head to a break. We'll come back with Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. Our chat with Alex presented by CC Power Sports. We'll be talking IU Media Day, what the players had to say, what Coach Miller had to say, and more with Alex after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Lee Kelly with me. We're back with Alex Bozich of Inside the Hall. This segment is presented by CC Power Sports with two locations serving Indiana and Kentucky. One is in Clarksville. That's the mothership store, so to speak. They carry Indian, Victory, Slingshot, Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Honda, KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. The Louisville store right off of Interstate 65 in southern Jefferson County. They carry Kawasaki, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, and Suzuki. New riders welcome, and of course racers welcome at CC Power Sports. Alex was at Media Day yesterday. A ton of stuff to talk about, a ton of takeaways, a ton of storylines. I'm curious, Alex, what was the biggest thing you left Bloomington with yesterday?
Yeah, there was a lot, obviously, to digest in a short period of time. The main thing that I picked up on was Archie Miller specifically talking about nine or ten guys playing being the expectation. And if that many guys aren't playing, then the team's not really kind of living up to its potential, so to speak. You know, those weren't exact words, but just the depth on this roster, we've talked about it all offseason, and now we're actually hearing from the coach on what he expects to be a pretty deep team. Historically, Archie Miller hasn't been a coach that goes more than seven or eight deep, so the fact that he mentioned nine to ten guys potentially playing, and that's kind of what he wants to do. He used the word sacrifice. He used the phrase give and take. So I think and he also talked about, you know, Juwan and Romeo needing to be about the team. And if they take care of those things, then the individual accolades and the NBA aspirations are something that will come based on, you know, the team's success. And so that's the big thing for me going into the season is, you know, I've been interested all offseason to kind of figure out once the season starts how the rotation looks, who's going to be in it, who's going to be on the outside looking in. You know, if they do play 10 guys, to me there's four names there of potentially pretty good guys who aren't going to see the court. How do guys handle not having an opportunity to play if they're not in the rotation? So that's really kind of, you know, the biggest thing that I took away. Obviously, there's other things to get into, but at a high level, that was really the main thing that I honed in on yesterday.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, at Inside the Hall on Twitter, and, of course, InsideTheHall.com. Lots of coverage from Media Day yesterday available there, and our chat with Alex is presented by CC Power Sports. Let's start with Romeo Langford. That's what we do here on the show. We talk a lot about Romeo Langford. He appeared to be very comfortable yesterday. Still a little soft-spoken, but I'm sure that's something he can fix. But very comfortable, seemed to be a guy that is enjoying not only college basketball and that experience, but enjoying the campus experience as well. I think Coach Miller even made a couple references to that. And I said something to you yesterday. I said, you know, not unexpected, but it's amazing the number of questions to Archie Miller or to other players that were on the podium that somehow had to do with the freshman or specifically Romeo. He dominated, as expected, a lot of the discussion, a lot of the questions that were asked, again, not only to Archie Miller, but also other players as well.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a smart thing for them to bring him in with Juwan because you don't want to put Romeo up there with the other freshmen because obviously all the questions are going to come to him. You don't want to kind of make the other guys feel like they're less important. So it was a good balance, I thought, having him up there with Juwan. Juwan is someone that's really good talking to the media, not saying that Romeo's not, but as you mentioned, he's a little bit soft-spoken and not as comfortable. So I thought it was good to have him up there with Juwan, and the two could kind of coexist up there on the podium. And they're the two guys that most people are talking about going into the season, so why not have him go up there? And, you know, I wasn't surprised at all the questions about Romeo. Everyone has been talking about him now for years, and now he's finally on campus. But, you know, the thing that kind of struck me about just his demeanor is he doesn't seem to have changed really at all. Based on my interactions with him last high school season, seems to be the same kid. I thought it was pretty cool that he mentioned that he's just being treated like a normal person on campus. He hasn't been treated like that the last year or so after games and things like that, but he mentioned that he's only been stopped once or twice on campus for a picture, which was kind of surprising to me. So it sounds like he's pretty comfortable in Bloomington, enjoying himself, and I'm sure he's ready to get the season started. I thought it was he didn't really shy away from expectations. Someone asked him what his goals were, and he said he wanted to win a national championship. I think that's the right mindset for any player in the season. If you're not going into the season wanting to win at the highest level, then you need to kind of look in the mirror and say, why not? And so I thought it was great that he kind of just came out and said that and didn't really address any of his future goals beyond what's in front of him this season. I think that's the right mindset for any kid going into a year.
I think probably 90-95% of the people feel like that he's a one and done. Is there any hope that he might decide he's having so much fun, things are going so well, that he might come back for a second year or maybe even longer? I certainly think he would be good enough if the season progresses like we think it will to go to the NBA, to be a lottery pick. But is there anything that you have picked up, think about, have heard that might lead you to believe that I can sit in my living room and watch him in the IU uniform 2 years instead of one?
No, I don't.
You're not giving much hope here, Alex.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that he's, like I said, I think he's come in with the right mindset. I don't think he's got one foot out the door. I think he's embracing everything about being a college student and being at IU. But I think if things go as planned, and I see no reason why they wouldn't, I just think he's a terrific player, a terrific talent. I think it's hard for any kid to pass up the opportunity. If you're going to be a first round, first half of the first round lottery pick guy, you go. I mean, that's, as much as fans would like to see him stick around, that's just not kind of the culture that we live in. And NBA executives, they want guys as soon as they can get them, if they're ready for that level. And I just think, listening to the way Archie Miller talked about him yesterday in terms of just his athleticism and the way he glides around the court, we've known these things obviously for years watching him, but now that he's in college and Archie's still seeing that as he goes through college practices, I just see no reason that he's not going to come out right away and be really successful. So I've always kind of been under the assumption that he's going to be a one-year player. Now, I guess there's always an outside chance that somebody could really enjoy themselves and want to stick around. But from a business perspective, and that's really what this is for the cream of the crop kids coming into college, I mean, you got to look out for your future. And if it's life-changing money and you have a chance to go get it, I think you make that decision and get out of there. But you certainly have, a fun 6 or 7 months here coming up to follow him if you're an IU fan. I think it's going to be a really good season. I think in some ways, after looking at the roster more and kind of studying who's going to be on the team, I think maybe Indiana's even being a little bit overlooked, underrated going into the season.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, presented by CC Power Sports. Want to talk a little Juwan Morgan, obviously the leader of the team, and I sure thought the way he commanded answering questions and his demeanor at the press conference. He's always been that way, but maybe even more so as a senior that's back with some unfinished business and the leader of a team where there's plenty of talent to go around. He was asked a barrage of questions about his own game, about his own future, about Coach Miller, about Romeo, about the incoming freshman. And I thought he navigated through all that very well yesterday. One of the more interesting things that I thought Juwan said when he was asked about players that maybe had, in his opinion, really had good offseason, good workouts, made some real steps forward, he said Al Durham, Devontae Green, and Justin Smith. And no surprise there on Green or Smith. We kind of have heard and discussed some real positive things coming out of the summer about those guys. But it sounds like, according to Juwan at least, Al Durham has gotten stronger and bigger, which it appears he has from photos and seeing him yesterday, but also that maybe he's added some things to his game as well.
Yeah, and that's, I think, encouraging. That should be encouraging for Indiana fans, because I think the biggest question that people had going into the season is, what is Indiana going to have to put around Romeo and Juwan specifically in the backcourt? And I think the front court is going to be a strength. I think the backcourt has a really good chance to be a strength if Devontae Green and Al Durham can really take steps forward. And the other thing that that Juwan said was, when he was asked about the newcomers, excluding Romeo, who had impressed him the most, he said Rob Fennessy. So I think in college basketball, you win with really good guards. They're going to have a really great guard with Romeo Langford. It's important for the other three that we talked about, Devontae, Al, and Rob, to be able to produce and have good seasons. And I think if Indiana has those four guards all playing at a really high level, this team has a chance to be good. The depth is just apparent from looking up and down the roster. I think they're going to be able to play many different ways just based on the versatility on some of the guys that they have. And, I thought it was encouraging that those are the guys that Juwan brought up. And I was actually a little bit surprised he answered that question. A lot of times you try to pin somebody down and say, who's been the most impressive? They kind of want to take the easy cop-out answer. But Juwan has the respect of the locker room. He can tell people publicly what he thinks. He's kind of earned that right. He's the senior leader, and if he wants to kind of maybe motivate other guys by, maybe somebody heard, Juwan didn't mention me yesterday, I need to kind of step it up. That can be another thing that comes out of this. So I thought it was great that he stepped forward and answered that question and gave us some names.
Alex, if you were the head coach of the Hoosiers, can you name a starting five or a starting five plus a couple of reserves that you feel like early in the season, at least, will be the ones that we see on the floor the majority of the minutes?
I would say at this point, and this is just my opinion, obviously, Devontae Green, Romeo Langford, Justin Smith, Juwan Morgan, and Evan Fitzner would be, I think, the five that start out as the starting lineup. Beyond that, I think there's a really good chance that Al Durham's going to have a pretty big role. Jerome Hunter, trying to think here going down the line. Race Thompson, I think, is going to have a chance to carve out a role. Rob Fennessy, and then we'll see with Deron Davis with his health. But those are really the guys that I'm focused on at this point in terms of just kind of picturing a rotation. Oh, Zach McRoberts is another one I forgot. He's definitely going to be in there in some fashion. I'm not sure he'll start. I guess he could, based on what he did last year. I just think some of the other guys bring a little bit more offensively. And, if Justin Smith's good enough defensively, I would have a hard time keeping him out of my lineup. But that kind of speaks to what I was saying earlier, that there are probably are 9 or 10 guys who legitimately could play on this team. And there's going to be some guys that, I didn't mention. Clifton Moore, Denise Anderson, Jake Forrester, are those guys going to be able to find their way onto the court? I think that's one of the really interesting things that we are going to have to follow as the season goes along. I think the bottom of that rotation, there could be some guys being shuffled in and out of that just based on how they play on a game-to-game basis and based on performances and practice.
Alex Bozich, Inside the Hall, our guest this segment presented by CC Power Sports. Final question, final player that I want to talk about coming out of IU Basketball Media Day yesterday in Bloomington, Evan Fitzner. You mentioned him in your thoughts on a starting lineup at this point. He got a lot of mentions yesterday from other players and from coaches, and I really enjoyed. There was a fire. I mentioned this earlier. The fire alarm went off about midway through the media day festivities. So instead of getting the players two or three at a time on the podium, you got them in the Cook Hall gymnasium, kind of on a go to each player individually basis. And I just kind of stuck with Fitzner the entire time because I don't know much about him other than what I've read and what I've heard. So it was really interesting to hear all the questions he was asked and how he answered them. He obviously is different. West Coast guy in the Midwest, has a little different approach to things, but very interesting to listen to him. He's got professional basketball aspirations, as I'm sure most college basketball players do. And he said that getting to the NBA or playing professional basketball at a high level is one of the reasons he chose to play this graduate year at Indiana in a conference he feels is the best in the country with and against some of the best players in the country as well. As you hear others talk about him, it sure seems like he's kind of an inside-out player. He can shoot it. We've heard so much about his ability to shoot the ball. But he also, I think, was it Juwan Morgan? Someone said he had, Deron Davis, I think it was, said that Evan Fitzner had majestic post moves. So you hear stuff like that from players, and you know about his shooting. It seems like maybe he could be a dual-threat type player even more so than we initially thought.
Yeah, and the thing I liked about most about him, just from talking to him briefly, was it just seems like a really, intelligent, veteran guy who's going to bring leadership to the locker room. You can't have enough of those guys, and in a lot of ways, when Indiana won that Big Ten championship a couple of years ago, Nick Zeisloft and Max Bielfeldt were guys who came in as veterans and kind of filled roles, and I think Evan Fitzner is going to kind of be the same type of impact player. I don't necessarily think he's going to be a guy that's going to come in and maybe average double figures, but I think he's going to be able to knock in a couple threes for you every game, make some crafty moves off the dribble. That was one thing watching his film at St. Mary's that I don't think maybe people give him enough credit for. Not only can he catch and shoot, but he can also catch and put the ball on the floor, take a couple dribbles, and knock the mid-range shot down. And I was encouraging to hear that he's doing pretty well as a post player, too. I think that kind of, having him and Juwan together, I think is going to cause some post, problems for teams. If both of them are able to score efficiently inside and also step out, surrounding them with guys like Romeo and Justin Smith that can cut to the basket, I think both Juwan and Fitzner are probably above average passers for their positions. I just think the different lineup combinations, the different ways that Indiana is going to be able to play, is just going to be a much different look from what we saw last year. And I think Fitzner being an inside-out player, like you mentioned, is going to be a big part of that.
Alex Bozich inside the hall, recapping lots of happenings yesterday at IU Media Day. Thanks for the chat. We'll do this again next week.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Thanks.
Stop into CC Power Sports with locations in Clarksville and Southern Jefferson County for parts, vehicle sales, and all servicing needs for street and off-road motorcycles, side-by-sides, ATVs, and personal watercraft. CC Power Sports, they bring you Alex Bozich each Thursday on the show. Lee and I will head to commercial break. We'll come back. I've got audio from Romeo Langford, from Juwan Morgan as well. We'll play some of that back from Media Day yesterday. I hope to have the Fitzner audio ready for you on Friday. I think you'll enjoy some of his answers to questions he was asked. And then later in the show today, also in the next segment, we've got the Zaxby's High School football segment. We'll take a quick look at what's ahead tomorrow on Friday the 28th for Week 7 of high school football. You're listening to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach, who got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
Lee Kelly with me. We've got a lot to pack in this final segment. Some audio from yesterday, Juwan Morgan first, followed by Romeo Langford. We'll also have our Zaxby's High School football segment. We'll set the schedule and break down a couple of the top games that we'll be focused on Friday night in our coverage of Week 7 high school football here on the Big X Sports Radio. Yesterday, Juwan Morgan and Romeo Langford were the first two players out to speak to the media. They gave a little extra time for those two. Obviously, Juwan the senior, Romeo the freshman. Lots of questions, lots of interest in hearing from those guys. Our first two clips we're going to play are from Juwan Morgan. And again, I mentioned that Romeo Langford was a big topic yesterday, even when it wasn't him that was being asked the question. Other players, of course, Coach Miller asked a number of questions about Romeo, but Juwan Morgan was asked about Romeo, what he's brought to the team, how he's been in the offseason, and here's what he had to say.
He's been a great teammate, just not what you is usually portrayed of a five-star going in, being pretty much like the savior of a team or anything like that, but he's just a real down-to-earth guy. He's always making an extra pass. We all know he can score, and he shows that ability, but he also is able to see passes and plays before it even happens. And I think that is just something that you build over time, and I think he's really putting in the extra work. As good as he is, he's only getting better.
And Juwan was also asked about the entire freshman class, even in addition to Romeo, how they're getting acclimated with things. Obviously, college basketball, no matter how good your high school program was, is a completely different level. And so here's Juwan on the entire 2018 class of incoming freshmen.
The program?
I think just first off, their willingness to learn and get better. I think for the previous classes, it kind of was a little timid coming in, didn't want to really ask questions, but they're not afraid to ask questions, and they'll do things wrong, but they'll do it going as hard as they can. I think that's just a good pretty much mentality to have, especially on defensive end. If you're just going hard, sometimes just going hard will be the right play to do.
And again, Juwan Morgan talking about the entire incoming freshman class for Indiana. Our remainder of clips that we'll play in this segment are Romeo Langford. And again, he answered all the questions really well. Still a little shy, still a little laid back in his voice, but he had plenty of questions to answer yesterday. The first question he was asked was, you know, he's a heralded recruit. How does he adjust to the college game with the expectations that a lot of people, a lot of fans have on him? And here's Romeo talking about pressure of being at Indiana.
I really don't feel pressure. I'm just coming here to play basketball and do my job. And that's all I'm focusing on, having a successful season with my team.
Romeo also talked about how he's handled himself coming in as a freshman as far as getting his body ready, getting stronger, and again, just getting acclimated to the campus as well, something that the freshman has had to get used to, get prepared for now that school is back in session. And here's what he had to say about that.
Yeah, that's just the way I am, like on and off court. I'm not the most vocal person on the team, but I like to lead by example and come in as a freshman. I knew that there was seniors, and they know a little bit more than me. Well, they obviously know more than me because of being watched for a year. So really, I'm just coming here to learn from guys like Juwan, Devontae, and Zach, the upperclassmen.
Again, Romeo Langford on being an incoming freshman. One of the things that we've talked about with Romeo, and not just with him, but with all the IU players, is the development of their bodies, getting bigger and stronger. All the work that they've done in the offseason with Cliff Marshall, the director of strength and performance for the team. Here's Romeo on what he's been asked to do to get himself 15 pounds heavier than what he was, to get himself stronger and ready for the Big Ten game.
Big emphasis for me, just knowing playing a good 10 as a big guard, so I got to be ready for the first game to match up with him physically wise. What did you?
And again, Romeo Langford, some comments from IU Media Day yesterday. He was asked about getting used to college practices, the physicality level of the college game. Obviously, a lot different from high school. And, you know, you're going to walk into a new environment. You may not necessarily be used to and ready for all that right out of the gate. And here's what Romeo had to say about college practices so far, college workouts.
So something getting used to. Playing with and playing against guys of my talent and my height and capabilities. It was kind of different. Right now I'm kind of getting the hang of it, and it's kind of fun to be able to play with guys that can do the same things as I can do.
Romeo Langford also talked about how he's been treated on campus. We've seen him be a hero, almost a legend stature here at the New Albany games in Southern Indiana as his team went around the area. But as he makes his way across campus from class to class, you know, is he bothered for autographs? Is he stopped by other students? And it doesn't sound like it's been as big of a problem. Not that Romeo would ever consider it a problem, but it doesn't sound like it's been as big of an issue as you might think it would have been.
They treat me like any other student. It's not as crazy as hectic as you would think. Like being stopped going to class earlier, I probably would stop maybe like once or twice or sometimes to go to class. But I'm enjoying myself on the campus. I'm having a fun experience.
Romeo also was asked about the biggest adjustment so far from high school ball to college ball, from high school life to college life now that he's on campus in Bloomington. Obviously, the summer, no students there. You go through all the workouts, but you really get a taste of what IU and what Bloomington is like when the students return. And here's what he had to say about biggest adjustments so far now that he's in Bloomington.
Biggest adjustments would probably be the speed of the game and also the terminology that coaches use to like say different cuts, different defense, different reads and stuff like that. So really just physicality, speed, and terminology of the game.
Romeo Langford talking about biggest adjustments coming into Bloomington. This is probably the next clip we're going to play. This is the final clip we're going to play. Probably the clip that I've seen the most on the news and on TV since yesterday. He was asked about expectations for his time in Bloomington, and he went for the big one right out of the gate. Here's what he had to say about expectations.
My expectation is to win a national championship. I don't go into any season just trying to win a couple games. I go and try to win the whole entire championship. My expectation for myself or bring to the team was just be the best I can be. And I feel like me doing that is going to help the team be successful down the road.
Again, that's Romeo Langford clips, audio clips from IU Basketball's Media Day yesterday. I've got some more from Evan Fitzner, other players as well. We're going to try to work some more clips into the show on Friday. So if you enjoy hearing this stuff, we'll have more coming your way Friday on the program. It's time now for the Zaxby's High School Football segment. Lee Kelly is with me for this. Tackle your hunger with Zaxby's. Try one of our sandwich meals, like the grilled chicken sandwich meal. All sandwich meals includes crinkle fries and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, a proud supporter of high school football on the Big X Sports Radio. Lee, we gave the Week 7 schedule in the headline segment to start the show today. You don't have to look long at the schedule for this week to understand it's rivalry week. In Southern Indiana, New Albany at Jeffersonville. In Louisville, the big St. X Trinity game. So some big, big matchups this week. New Albany would have been, I think, a couple weeks ago, the big favorite in this rivalry game, even though it's at Jeffersonville. But New Albany had 2 1-point losses back-to-back weeks and then outscored 21-0 in the second half at Bloomington North this past Friday. Three difficult, I'm sure very frustrating losses for the New Albany coaching staff and team.
Yeah, I think a lot of questions now late in the season. We really didn't expect that to pop up. We thought a lot of these questions would be answered and we would have a pretty good focus heading into close to tournament time. I don't think that's the case anymore.
We're talking about a New Albany team that for a couple weeks was 1 point away from two more wins. And last week, I don't know that they had the game in hand, but they were clearly the better team going into it. Just fell apart in the second half. With a couple different things, New Albany could be sitting here basically perfect on the season, which is crazy to think about. But instead, they need this Jeffersonville game to regain momentum heading into the final weeks of the regular season. And, of course, now New Albany and Jeff aren't in the same sectional. It's a deal where Jeff is still in 6A. New Albany is now in 5A. So this is the one meeting that they can have each high school football season. For Jeff, they've had their struggles. We knew they'd have their struggles. Brian Gleason trying to turn that thing around, put his stamp on the program. They play an unbelievable schedule. Indianapolis Cathedral last week. They opened the season at Pulaski, Kentucky, Southwestern. They played Warren Central even in their scrimmage to start the season, who's undefeated and playing great football in the 6A class out of Indianapolis. So, interesting game. It's a lot more interesting to me, at least, than what I thought it might be two or three Friday nights ago. Another game of interest. This will be our second feature game that we'll be bouncing around with our coverage on Friday night. Floyd Central at Bedford North Lawrence. Big Hoosier Hills Conference game. The Highlanders can take a step forward as far as how competitive they might be considered in the sectional with a win against a very good Bedford team. Bedford has had a great year.
Yeah, they really have. And Floyd Central, another team that a loss to Seymour and a blowout to Columbus East kind of have put them back on their heels here this season. They started off with a loss to Mail, but Mail's outstanding. So you thought those next few wins, they really look good. Now you kind of look at them like you do New Albany. What's going on? What's going to happen? Bedford at Bedford, always tough. And especially this year, Bedford's loaded.
Stop by Zaxby's and try their wings and things special, complete with all your Zaxby's favorites, wings and chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, celery ranch, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's a proud supporter of high school football on the Big X Sports Radio. Don't forget, Lee and I are at Zaxby's tonight in New Albany. It's on Charlestown Road, right at I-265 in Charlestown Road. Full preview of the New Albany-Jeff rivalry game tonight. We'll have the New Albany coaches and players from 7 to 7:30. We'll have the Jeff coaches and players from 7:30 to 8, and we hope that you'll join us there for dinner. If you can't, catch us live on the Big X. Lee, thanks for being with me. That'll wrap things up for today. We'll catch you tomorrow right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.